107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Great to check in again with Martin Ritzma with United Way Perth Huron. It's a brand new year. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Jamie, and Happy New Year, and it is great to be on board again.
Oh, you bet. No, it's a brand new year. The campaign continues, and we've been off and running. How are we doing so far in the campaign? It's not over yet.
It's not over yet, but my goodness, you know, the citizens of Perth County, Huron County, and Stratford and area are just amazing. You know, our total right now is $1,425,000. That's 71% of our $2,002,061 goal, which is phenomenal. You know, my head spins sometimes when I think about the generosity of the individuals in our area.
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's been not only workplaces, but individuals that have really helped out with this campaign.
Without a doubt. You know, everything from a $50 donation to, you know, our matching 6K donors and above that. It's just across the board, it's just been outstanding generosity.
Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website where you can make a contribution. Again, so far it's 71% of the goal, but we're going to get there for sure. perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Now, Martin, we've got a big event that's coming up in February, coldest night of the year. And speaking of the campaign, off to a great start and off and running, this coldest night of the year is off and running already.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we have to get the word out, although sometimes you wonder if you even have to get the word out. You know, we have 26 teams. I just got an update late last night. 26 teams already signed up. Over 80 walkers. Our goal with regards to teams is 82 teams. And we figure we need those 82 teams to raise our goal of $126,000. And that's a big goal, but last year what we did was we came together as two organizations, Stratford Perth Shelter Link, which you and I know provide homes for youth and between the age 16 to 24, not only youth that are homeless but at risk of being homeless, and also we have partnered with the United Way Perth Huron this year. So last year we raised, I believe it was $104,000. And this year, our goal is $126,000.
And again, with Connections Stratford as well, with St. Paul's Anglican Church in downtown Stratford, with Connections Stratford.
I can't say enough about that location. And not only the location, not only the physical location, and Tanya Hefke is doing an amazing job, but the outreach work that's going on where we have the individuals going out into the community and reaching out to people where they're at, as opposed to waiting for them to come to that physical location. But a big thank you to St. Paul's Anglican Church for providing the space. The upgrading of the space is coming along. It takes some time, but certainly, as I just mentioned, it's more than just the physical. It's making that relationship, that connection, building that trust through the housing stability worker, through the peer outreach worker. People that have had personal experience in that world themselves. So we are so very blessed to have that in Stratford now. You know, and there are people that don't know about it yet, but it is certainly a wonderful location. And I remind people that if they're interested in making donations, to call ahead to Tanya Hefke. And I'll give the number, and I know you'll post it as well. It's 519-271-6730. Call ahead if you're making donations, because I know there's been a lot of great generosity with regards to donations. I brought in over 100 pairs of woolen socks from PB Mart here in Stratford and some blankets the other day. But because of the amount, it's nice to organize it before you arrive.
Oh, that is wonderful. So again, it's the coldest night of the year. Now, the date for the event is Saturday, February 26th. But again, with ongoing COVID-related restrictions, great news is that it is an outdoor event. And you can, of course, take part on that day, or you can walk virtually any time through the month of February. Right, Martin?
Correct. That is absolutely right. Last year, we took it from the one day, and then we expanded it to the week. And Now we're going to expand it to the month of February. We had a meeting last night, and COVID Night of the Year is a national campaign, and they're going to meet today to give us a few more directions with regards to the parameters of the event. But either way, it's going to be a COVID, we're going to respect the COVID restrictions to make it safe. I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors currently, if I may, Scotiabank, Holman Company Real Estate, Ideal Supply, Peter Moranger and Associates, MNP Accounting, and Barlow Smith & Sick Dentistry. They've all come in as key sponsors, and I believe as of yesterday as well, McDonald's is in as a $5,000 donor as well. So many great local sponsors as well. And if you still are interested, the door's closing fairly quickly, but if you're interested in sponsoring, please give myself a call or reach out to Sonia Hahn at the United Way with regards to seeking a sponsorship. But I'd be more than willing to chat with you about that.
And again, it's coldest night of the year. Here's the website, CNOY.org, to get all the details and to get yourself a team together and register.
You're talking about getting a team together. I'm going to have to tell you that the hottest team name, most common, and it's been taken here in Stratford as well, is the Red Hot Chili Steppers.
I love it.
that's the number one. And yesterday or the day before, we had the Snow Angels just register. So, you know what? It's a lot of fun for two great causes, you know, with the Stratford First Shelter Link and the Stratford Connection. And it all addresses homelessness. You know, it addresses those issues around, you know, mental health. It's all there. And we can not only raise money, but raise awareness. You know, when you're walking, people will be going, I wonder what they're walking for. And that awareness piece is critical.
Absolutely. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for all of the details. Martin Ritzma with Huron Perth Campaign. Any final thoughts, Martin?
Just a final thought. Once again, thank you to all those volunteers. Thank you to all those people that have donated or are thinking about donating. And if you are, don't be afraid to go to our website, PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca, and see all the amazing things that are going on through those donated dollars in our local community.
Martin Ritzma. Thanks again, Martin.
Thank you, Jamie.